This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here and join us live at the radio. As we launch into the second hour of the program, we have plenty of time for you. Here.
With you tonight, it's Ian.
Ben Vincent.
Skype username, if you want to join us on Skype. Skype is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it real fast. And then you'll be able to call us on Skype from that point forward. Or send us angry text messages, like James in Arizona. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go right to the phones and the fun. And then a little bit of good news about Donald Trump. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was calling to talk about the transition into a free market and a free society. And I see a problem where I see all these people that are dependent on the government and have been for years and years, and changing to a free society by getting rid of programs, so on and so forth, could lead to a lot of people being hurt.
Yeah.
That it could be maybe beneficial to, instead of just cutting it, to not add any more people to the dependents and let those people live their life, finish off, do what they can. Instead of literally, I mean, it'd be like a mass starvation.
Well, okay. So let's talk about this. I think it's an important question because, you know, for people that are compassionate towards others, they feel like libertarianism is this cold thing. And I understand why, because some of the people who are libertarians are not very compassionate in the way that they communicate these ideas. So, you know, this is a really important question. Is you're absolutely right. Whether it's the federal government or local and state governments, there are a lot of people who are dependent on the government, whether it's people receiving Social Security, disability, some sort of health care coverage, or whatever. There's a lot of, you know, Veterans Administration. There's a lot of dependence on the government at all levels. And, you know, the question is, how do we get from where we are today to a truly free society? And there are some interesting ideas out there on how to accomplish this, and certainly we're open to hearing your ideas if you've got them. That includes you, Travis, or anybody listening at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I liked Johnson and I, we were talking about this. He remembered the old Harry Brown pitch from the Libertarian Party, their presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000. And his idea was, if you're shutting down the federal government, basically, or, you know, closing that down, making it as small as possible, then you can sell off all their assets. So just auction them off. Auction off all the buildings, all of the land. You know, like west of the Mississippi, the federal government owns huge swaths of land. So just put all that up to the highest bidder and then take that money in, and then you can actually take that money that comes from all that bidding and give it to the recipient. So you could set up some sort of annuity or trust or whatever that would, you know, basically empty out into those recipients who are expecting those payouts. That's one way to do it.
Another
way to do it is to, you know, just kind of get serious about getting people off of welfare or transitioning to some sort of voluntary alternative. Because obviously the money that's going to pay these folks is coming from the taxpayers. So the money exists already. It's just that right now the money is having a nice chunk taken off the top of it and being given to the government administrators who administrate those programs, these middle-class bureaucrats who are doing pretty well, getting pretty sweet benefits and, you know, getting a nice paycheck a lot of times.
Pensions, paid vacations.
Yeah, oh, the pensions. My God. If you could just get rid of the pensions, you'd be a step ahead. But, you know, transitioning to where, you know, having private charities taking over some of these responsibilities. Now, how do you get, again, from where we are today to that? I think it would be interesting to see different types of experiments. And if we had more states' rights, if you will, and I don't believe that states have rights, but that's the concept, the idea that the state should be able to decide things separately from the federal government. Let's try different ideas about how to make that possible, because people are compassionate. You know, nobody wants to see grandma dying in the streets because nobody wanted to help fund whatever surgery it was that she needed. I mean, come on. Nobody wants to see that happen except the most cold-hearted, sick psychopath. And thankfully, most of us are not that. So I don't have any doubt that people are compassionate and that they will rise to the occasion of helping out not only their family members, but total strangers. I mean, look at, for instance, you know, the outpouring of support that you'll see happen after any kind of tragic event, whether it's something that happens down the street from you, like someone's house burning down, or it's something that happens halfway across the world, say the typhoon in Thailand from many years ago, where Americans open up their pockets and shared their wealth in a tremendous way with a group of people that most of them have never met and will never, ever meet. And the same thing's true of even just the person across town who happened to have their house burned down. You probably didn't know that person. Maybe you did, but it doesn't matter because whether you knew them or not, you can empathize and put yourself in that position. Say, well, gee, you know, if my house burned down, would I want people to help me out with that? Give me a place to stay, you know, possibly throw a few thousand bucks in a bank account or something like that. Of course, everybody would appreciate that kind of help. So that's why people do reach out to their neighbors and even to total strangers to assist in those situations. So, you know, it really just comes down to, do you believe in the goodness of people? And I do.
And take GoFundMe, for instance. There's all kinds of things, non-essential things. This one girl, she wrote any sob story. This one girl, she's like, my parents kicked me out of a house. I need to raise $10,000 so I could continue going to college. And she got more than the initial $10,000.
Was she cute?
No.
Oh, my
God. No, and she had a boyfriend. She was kicked out of her house because her parents didn't like the boyfriend.
Wow. So, Travis, there's a few ideas for you. Your thoughts?
Well, thank you very much. There's also... I think the libertarians do a great job of actually explaining the market and why it's good, but trying to explain to people how we can transition to that, I think, is something that we need to work on.
I agree with that, and I think that something that can help us is to have libertarians and voluntarists move physically together into the same place, because then we'll be able to try things that otherwise would be difficult to attain, because if you're trying to constantly struggle with these other political interest groups over control over the government, as libertarians are failing at all around the country, if we could actually get some advantage, you know, to where we actually have libertarians together, working together and making a difference, that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. I was just up at the State House today. And I testified on one of the bills. There was actually a bill to legalize, this has nothing to do with your topic, but there was a bill to legalize liquor distillation. So personal, so not for selling, but just, you know, if you want to have your own still in your house, which is illegal at this time, and it's illegal federally, actually. Interesting, I didn't know that. But they would legalize it, this bill would legalize it here in New Hampshire. It would be basically a challenge to the federal government if this went through. And the representative, I testified about that, supporting the idea, and said, you know, hey, this actually doesn't go far enough. What we need to do is abolish the Liquor Commission entirely. But the sponsor of that bill, who was a new state rep this year, walked up to me and handed me his business card after that. So I think he liked what I was saying. And so it's just, it's easy here for libertarians to actually make a difference and to have a positive effect for liberty on the system. So if we can actually have that sort of experimental bubble, that New Hampshire, make New Hampshire the libertarian state where we try things here that other states aren't willing to try, the Republicans and Democrats are certainly not going to be willing to do in other places. And if we can show folks that, hey, look, you know, we've helped get this many people off of welfare, and yet we're still taking care of people that need to be taken care of on a voluntary basis, then we can point to those successes, again, in theory, and then others might emulate that into the future. So I think that's another important factor. Travis, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're interested in the idea of moving libertarians to one place, then you really ought to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film, and it's free. It's about an hour long. You can check it out anytime you want over at 101ReasonsFilm.com. That's 101ReasonsFilm.com. As we continue, more Free Talk Live on the way. Some good news about Trump. And Bernie?
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here, toll-free number, also the Skype username, lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
Also, I want to let you know about MyPillow. It's great. I've been using MyPillow now for not quite a year. I'll be coming up on that in a few months. But it's been fantastic. And, you know, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't be using it. It's really a great pillow, and you can try one for yourself or get more than one. You can use code FTL over at MyPillow.com. You get one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. If you don't like it for some reason within the first 60 days, that's your window of time where you get to decide, do you want to send it back? Because you can. They'll give you your money back. The purchase price will be refunded to you if you send it back within the first 60 days. But we think you're going to love it, and obviously MyPillow does too. That's why they're standing behind their product with a guarantee like that. Plus, it's warranted to last 10 years, so they really do believe in the quality of and the effectiveness of their product. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, unlike a regular pillow, which is completely unwashable, this is designed to be washed and dried in your washer and dryer. It's an amazing product, and you can go learn more about it and get yours at MyPillow.com. Don't forget to use code FTL and get the special offer of one at half price or two for the price of one. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. As we continue here, Ian and Vincent in the studio tonight got some good news about Donald Trump. So we already covered that there are still bombs being dropped, and so it looks like Trump may be continuing the Obama program of dropping bombs on peaceful people around the globe. That's a huge problem. But there's some good news, and even Bernie Sanders is getting behind Donald Trump because, well, again, politicians makes for strange bedfellows. David Weigel, who I've actually met, he's written about the Keen activists in the past. Oh, sure. David Weigel over at the Washington Post writes the following. Senator Bernie Sanders, who campaigned hard against the Trans-Pacific Partnership in last year's Democratic presidential primaries, praised President Trump for an executive order to officially pull the United States out of the deal. Quote, and I wish we had Johnson here because he's really great at the accent. I am glad the Trans-Pacific Partnership is dead and gone, Sanders said. For the last 30 years, we have had a series of trade deals, including the North American Free Trade Agreement, permanent normal trade relations with China and others, which have cost us millions of decent-paying jobs and caused a race to the bottom, which has lowered wages for American workers. Now it's time to develop a new trade policy that helps working families, not just multinational corporations. If President Trump is serious about a new policy to help American workers, then I would be delighted to work with him. So there you go. Old Bernie Sanders getting behind Donald Trump. The story continues, though. Most Democrats in Congress opposed the TPP, putting them at odds with the Obama administration. During the campaign, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton came out against the TPP after praising the negotiations that had resulted in it. After the election, Sanders and others saw Trump's victory as the stake through the heart of the trade deal. And on Monday, Democrats who, like Sanders, had campaigned against Trump joined him in saluting the executive order. One of the other Democrats, Senator Robert Casey Jr., said in a statement, quote, I support President Trump's issuing of an executive order that will pull the U.S. out of the TPP and his recent steps to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. NAFTA has adversely impacted middle-class families in Pennsylvania, and the TPP would have cost jobs and hurt income growth, which is why I voted against fast-tracking the deal in 2015. Another senator shared a similar reaction to Twitter. Like Sanders, both Baldwin and Casey are up for re-election in 2018. But unlike Sanders, both watched their states break for Trump in 2016 after decades of solid Democratic wins. That victory not only emboldened the trade skeptics in the Democratic Party, but also stirred a sense of urgency for the party to abandon any neoliberal tendencies. With Clinton defeated and Barack Obama in retirement, no leading Democrat now supports major international trade deals. Now, I support wiping them all out. I mean, let's get rid of all of these trade deals. We touched on this earlier about freedom to trade should be an American thing, if indeed this is supposed to be a free country. And I don't think anybody really believes that anymore these days. Do you? Does anybody out there believe that America's a free country?
Well, when you say free, it's not as free as many people would want it to be, even on both sides of the spectrum. I mean, freer compared to some of these European countries where they have, like, a lot, in some cases, a lot higher taxes and, oppressive gun laws, oppressive free speech laws. Yeah, or, governments, it's much harder to change. Like, a lot of these countries, even Canada, they don't have a Bill of Rights anywhere near the U.S. So, I mean, compared to a lot of different places, yeah, the U.S. is more free. But, when you're comparing the U.S. to, like, a police state like China or even a police state like Germany, that's not saying much. So hopefully it only goes up from here.
Well, it's not just Trump who's taking credit for it, however. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka said recently that a powerful coalition of labor, environmental, consumer, public health, and allied groups came together to stop TPP, giving little credit to Trump. He went on to say that, quote, "Today's announcement that the U.S. is withdrawing from TPP and seeking a reopening of NAFTA is an important first step toward a trade policy that works for working people. While these are necessary actions, they aren't enough. They're just the first in a series of necessary policy changes required to build a fair and just global economy." Now, those are code words.
Yeah. Buzzwords.
So, anytime you see some politician say fair, somebody's going to get screwed. Like, that's a guarantee because, to make a level playing field means to basically chop people's heads off or whatever, to punish certain businesses and give advantages to other ones based completely on political, preference, based on who's the friends of the politicians, who's the enemies of the politicians. So, the only true fair trade would be free trade, because then everybody gets to make their own decisions. Everybody gets to kind of sink or swim on their own merits. Anyway, the AFL-CIO guy continues, their president, quote, "We will continue our relentless campaign to create new trade and economic rules that end special privileges for foreign investors and big pharma, protect our planet's natural resources, and ensure fair pay, safe conditions, and a voice in the workplace for all workers." And, do we need to have the government to ensure safe workplace conditions? Because that's what a lot of people believe. They believe that if it weren't for the government, we'd still have small children cutting their arms off in factories. What do you think about that, Vincent?
Well, I imagine if it was really that unsafe and no one would want to work there, and that business would go out of business real soon.
Yeah, because there's actually competition for work, right? Like, employers are competing for available workers to some extent. And if there are people who want a job and there's one employer who's saying, hey, come to my factory, it's safer here, and he can prove that it's actually safer at that factory for whatever reasons, they have different procedures in place, different safer machinery, for instance, then that is, one way to get the best employees over at your place. You've got a better working environment, or maybe it's the fact that you've got air conditioning, or shorter working hours, or whatever. These are all things that come out of market competition over time, and people love to give the government credit for it because the government loves to run out in front of a parade and, pass a law that makes it look like it was their idea, when ultimately conditions get better over time. That's just sort of the human condition, is for us to look for the next best thing, is for us to improve our current conditions with new ideas and new innovation, at the very least when people are free to make decisions like that. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in to the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, hosting a website, you probably, if you already have a site, might be paying too much. There's a chance of that, especially if you can get 50% off over at hostgator.com/FTL. Vincent, you informed me that you know of someone.
Yes.
Who's paying too much for a website.
Yes.
Someone who we both know.
Yes.
Who will remain nameless unless you wish to out him.
Well, the site's called offairlive.com.
So you're trying to help him with the website, trying to get him, whip him into shape.
Well, or save mine. We're gonna restructure. We're gonna renegotiate. We're gonna make a deal.
There you
we're
go.
Gonna get the best. We're gonna make Off Air Live great again.
So, yeah, and I'm sure he appreciates the help, and he's paying too much. You can get a good deal, like a really good deal, 50% off the regular prices, which I think the regular prices are probably lower than what he's paying over there, but 50% off with this URL. You go to hostgator.com/FTL, and these guys are one of the top hosting companies out there. This isn't some cut-rate host. These guys are 99.99% uptime with HostGator, plus they make it easy. So if you're a newbie and you're not so sure about this whole web hosting, how does this work, you can actually use a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, which for me is the go-to content management system. That's what almost all of my websites run. The only one that I run that is not WordPress is freetalklive.com. Every other site I'm associated with is on WordPress, because it's great. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So, to get the special offer for Free Talk Live listeners like you, you go to hostgator.com/FTL. That's hostgator.com/FTL.
The funny thing was, because we're talking about the show every day doing show prep, and he's like, oh, yeah, the host, it's 20, the hosting fees, it's $25 for a server a month. And I'm like, where have I heard discounted hosting fees before? And I was like, oh, HostGator.
Yep, hostgator.com/FTL. So we're talking about Trump. Got a little bit of good news here. Not only did he scuttle the TPP deal, which a lot of people were upset about, but also in another headline here from, I've got so many different Trump stories here, from The Independent, independent.co.uk. Now, this is the one that I actually wanted to start the show out with, and we ended up getting a call about movies. So, President-elect, when was this written? Friday, January 20th. Okay. So, anyway, the day he was sworn in. Donald Trump is believed to be planning on shutting down arts and heritage programs as part of a raft of budget-tightening measures. The Hill, whose source is an unnamed member of Trump's transition team, The Hill's a website that's like focuses on D.C., thehill.com, reported that Trump will eliminate both the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities, as well as privatize the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The latter partially funds National Public Radio and Public Broadcasting Service, PBS, currently receiving $445.5 million a year from the government, around half of which goes to the U.S.'s approximately 350 public television stations. This is a big deal. And really, I know that there's going to be people out there who are, public television, public radio, what's going to happen? Well, I've heard that, now I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that like 90% of the NPR or PBS programming, like 90% of the funding rather, 90% of it comes from the people who contribute directly to the station in question. Because we all know that, you know, PBS stations will get on the air for like a week straight and beg for money. They do their fund drives and get the little tote bag with the freebie stuff in there, and you know, that's a legitimate way to raise money. They get their listeners or they get their viewers excited about, you know, whatever their new programming is going to be, and they tell them about their budget and they, you know, kind of lay their cards on the table and say, hey, this is what we do. This is why you should support us. Do you listen? Well, if you listen, you should support us. I mean, this makes sense. We do it to some extent every night on Free Talk Live, but usually for a very short period of time, where we talk about the Free Talk Live AMP program, which allows you to get behind the show for $5 a month, and you get perks that benefit you, and the $5 a month benefits Free Talk Live, because we can then use it to market the show to get on more radio stations. And by the way, I got a phone call from a station in Louisiana, a big FM talker, which I can't say anything more than that right now, but I'm pretty excited about it. So that'll be coming sometime next month when they come on board with us. We'll tell you more about that as time goes on. But it's listener support, being able to go directly to the listener or the viewer, which these days is more possible now than ever before because of the internet. It makes it easier to, you know, connect with people, to break down the old barriers, the old ways of doing business. So if it's true, and again, this is just what I've heard, so if you know more about PBS's funding, then please call in 855-450-FREE. But if it's true that only 10% of the funding for these stations comes from the federal government, that's no big deal. Like, that's, you know, that's the one remaining little string you just got to cut. I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah, it forces them to actually innovate or be more more responsible with their things. They don't cut in costs.
Why would anyone oppose this? I mean, 10%, if you can't shave 10% off of your budget, then I'd be surprised. I think most people, if they needed to, could double down. They could look real, you know, firm, look closely at their budget, itemize everything, and figure out where they could cut 5 to 10%, you know, relatively quickly. And ultimately, they wouldn't have to, because all they'd have to do is get on the air and say, "Oh, listeners, the federal government, Trump is, he's cutting our budget. He's a bad man, that Donald Trump. He's cutting our 10%. So we need you to step up. We need you to come forward and contribute this 10%. I bet you they'd raise 20%. They'd probably double the amount that they were having cut. Almost guaranteed. Because people would be so angry at Trump. They'd want to, you know, they'd want to stick it to him. And then, you know, they'd be able to tout, "Ha-ha, now our station has even more money than before." And ultimately, that would be a success story for Donald Trump. That would be something that he could wear as a badge of, you know, he did this. So I hope this is true. I hope this story, because I started out the show saying I don't like speculative news. And this is news where someone from Trump's transition team who's not being named is being cited in this this news story.
Do you remember, I think it was Mitt Romney who suggested cutting some of the budget for PBS, and then there was such a big outrage he came out and said, I was never thinking of doing that. I love Big Bird.
Oh, what a wuss.
Yeah.
So... let's see. Let me see if I can pull up the story from The Hill, because they might actually have a more detailed piece here. Because I think this is, if this happens, is an indicator that this dude really is serious. Like, if this actually happens, he's really serious about trying to change things in D.C. I'm not going to say everything's going to get better. I'm not going to say there's going to be some sort of libertarian thing. But there's an argument here that Trump's more of a libertarian than Gary Johnson. I think that, you know, if some of these policies actually come to fruition, there's actually a pretty strong argument. I mean, they've even talked about cutting back the FCC as well. Like, having that, one of the Trump transition guys has articles published at, like, a Cato Institute website talking about how the FCC is pretty much unnecessary, that the only thing that they really need to exist for, and I don't agree with them on this, but the only thing that they need to exist for is to allocate the spectrum, which was the original reason why they were created, supposedly. Oh,
it's a step in the right direction, at least.
Oh, we don't need these radio stations arguing over which station is where, so we'll create this bureaucracy, and they will decide. And if that's all the FCC did, that would be a huge, that would be more than a step, that'd be a huge jump in the right direction. So, again, I don't want to get too excited about speculative news, about things that might occur, and I don't know what Trump would need to do to make those things occur. Can the president just go right ahead and cut the funding to NPR? I doubt it. He'd probably need the Congress to go along with that, and there's going to be a huge pushback against it. So it may not be, you know, something easy to accomplish, but it's a darn good idea. I mean, who would oppose this? Because they can be, they're fine on their own. They got 90% of their funding from their listeners. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you're invited to join the show here. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves with me, Ian.
And Vincent.
We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, and also the toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we did touch on the AMP program in the last segment. But I'll tell you a little bit more about it. This is our little fundraiser that we do every night here because we can. Because Free Talk Live, look, honestly, wouldn't be the show that it is without you, the listener. Yeah, sure, we've got some advertisers, and they're great. And I appreciate all of the wonderful advertisers we've had the entire time. But we never would have made it this far if it wasn't for listeners directly contributing to what we do. And the AMP program is a way to contribute to expanding Free Talk Live. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Whereas with the public television stations, that's just their budget. They're just raising their budget. In this case, the AMP program is helping Free Talk Live get on more stations. That's what the money is used for. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can see some of the ways that we're spending that money. Like by hiring Skip Jokel, who's an old talk radio professional. He kind of reps the show to some extent. You know, there's a lot of people in the talk business that know him, and they'll call him up and ask him what kind of programming that he has when they need some new shows. And he'll tell them Free Talk Live. So he sends us hot leads for new stations. And sometimes a new station needs a satellite receiver. Most of them already have them, but every now and then, you know, a couple times a year, we'll have to buy a $1,000 satellite receiver or $1,500 satellite receiver. These things aren't cheap. I try to get them used, though, so sometimes I can get them at like $500 or whatever, so I try to get the best deals that I possibly can. And we'll ship that out to the station. And we usually put some terms on it, like, hey, if you don't keep the show for 5 years, you got to send the thing back. So then we'll get them, sometimes we'll get them back, because the stations will flip formats or whatever.
Does that make a profit? Does whatever money you make from a station cover the cost of buying the...
No, we don't charge stations. So
or advertiser.
In the talk radio business, and there are a few different options for talk syndication, if you will. There's the Rush Limbaugh model, where the station actually does pay for Rush Limbaugh. And the station pays based on the market size. So, and the station, I think also the station's rank, but it may just be market size. So if you were in a big market, then you've got to pay through the nose for the Rush Limbaugh show. Either way, whatever it is that you're paying for Rush, you could probably take the amount of money that you pay for Rush and actually hire a local guy and have a local show. And some stations had actually canceled Rush because Rush got so greedy and kept raising the rates that some stations were just like, what are we doing? We could hire two local guys for the amount of money that we pay Rush Limbaugh. So most shows don't do what Rush does. He's like the only one who can command that level of obedience and payment. Most talk shows are like ours, which is what they call the barter system, where in return for us giving them programming, because normally they'd have to pay someone, right? They'd have to pay somebody to sit in the studio if they didn't go with a syndicated show like ours. And there's benefits to having that, to having a local show host, unless, of course, the local guy sucks, in which case then you're paying a guy who sucks, and that's not doing good things for your station. So they bring us on or some other syndicated show. It's a trade deal, basically, where we get to run our commercials, our network commercials, so the sponsors that you hear us talking about. We run those ads on their station's airwaves. So our advertisers benefit from that. And they, the station, can still run their local ads during those same breaks. So the station doesn't have to pay a local personality to sit in the seat and do an actual local show. Plus, they probably have to pay a producer. And, you know, there's some costs involved in producing a local show. So we just give them our show for free, and they give us some time where we can play our commercials. So that's the barter deal. And then the third way is where the syndicated show pays the station to get on the air. And there's some, like, colon cleanser kind of shows. If you've ever listened to talk radio, you know what I'm talking about. Like these questionable products.
A super male vitality.
I don't know what the names of the products are. I've got to be careful to not mention any of GCN's advertisers in here because I don't know if they're one of them, but... yeah.
No, I've tried it. I like it.
Okay, great. There you go. There's an
endorsement. I like those things.
But yeah, I mean questionable products like, you know, colon cleansing or whatever.
Oh,
like,
but if the world's going to end, Planet Nibiru will crash. Yeah. If the world's going to end next
week.
I think
that's one of GCN's advertisers.
Well, the sky has been kind of looking strange lately, but...
That ad has been running for years on the Genesis Communications Network, which we also love GCN. They've done a great job syndicating our show over the years. So anyway, there's some shows that will actually pay radio stations to air them, and I believe Alex Jones is one of those shows.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's how I first found out about GCN, because I listen to Alex Jones.
Not all of his stations. I don't think he pays all of them, but there's some of them, like in the bigger markets, where he's just got enough money where he can just throw money at radio stations to get a show on the air. So that's the three different ways that it tends to work. So we're a barter show, and so when we pitch our show to stations, we get picked up based on merit. You know, we're not greasing anybody's palm to put Free Talk Live on the air. Either they like us and they put us on, or they don't. And that's how it works. So the AMP program helps us pitch the show to more stations more effectively. We go to, you know, industry meetings. So there's the Talkers Conference that happens in New York City every year. There used to be a couple different conferences, and it's pretty much gone down to just one at this point. So that's something else that the AMP program pays for. So you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can take control of the airwaves. So we were talking about some of the good news about Donald Trump, and there's a rumor, according to one of the Trump transition team members, that Trump is planning on eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts. Now, is that the same organization that has been funding really offensive art projects?
I don't doubt it. I'll look it up. National Endowment for the Arts.
Yeah, the I think it's NEA, although I don't know if that's also an education teachers union.
I have a relative in Canada, and her entire career is making art projects on behalf of the Quebec government.
There's a particularly memorable one that I think most people will remember, but I can't say the actual name of it on the radio because it's so offensive.
Oh, wow.
I will change one of the words. Urine Christ. So it was before your time, Vincent. This was like back in the late 1990s. But if you substitute a more offensive word for urine that starts with a P, then you'll know the actual name of it is. So if you were to look that up, I believe that was a federal government funded art project. And so if indeed they shut down the National Endowment for the Arts, of course, again, you know, people will be howling from the rooftops. Yes. Oh, my God. Without the federal government, who will fund offensive art that no one wants to look at? Now, honestly, I've never seen it. So you just looked very shocked.
It's a crucifix in a glass of urine.
It's in a glass, huh?
Yeah, and it's like the Catholic crucifix, but actually has a statue of Jesus nailed to it.
Yeah, so very offensive. And so you could see how something like this would make some people mad. And
well, especially the fact that it's being paid for by tax dollars.
Right, which of course makes them even more mad. And people shouldn't have to pay for things that they don't want to pay for. Look, if you like art like this, then go buy it. You know, almost all artists would be more than happy to sell whatever art it is that they've come up with. And obviously, art is in the eye of the beholder. I mean, some people will look at that and say, that's just offensive crap. Others would say, oh, it's brilliant. And, you know, there's this whole range of people's opinions there. So, yeah, ending the National Endowment for the Arts would be fantastic. Because it's not going to stop art from being created, which is, of course, what people will have you believe. My God, if we don't have the government, then no one will make art. Or no one will make offensive art. Because, well, first of all, it's ridiculous, yeah. Number one. I mean, there's plenty of artists who will make offensive artwork because that's what they do. And they don't expect to make a bunch of money on it. It's just their thing. And I'm not just talking about, like, you know, physical paintings or whatever. I'm talking about music. That's art, too.
Comics, cartoons.
Sure. And, you know, there's lots of types of art out there. And I think now, more so than ever, every artist can really find their niche. Because maybe a few decades ago, somebody making an offensive piece of artwork would have been a lot harder for them to have any chance of any kind of renown or success or selling the artwork. You know, if you make some sort of really offensive thing, you go to an art gallery and they're like, yeah, we don't want that. Then, you know, you pretty much have to stand on a street corner back in the day. Unless there was like an art catalog or something that you could get in. You know, like they had the Sears catalog. But, you know, again, then you're still asking people for permission to display your art. And if you're offensive, then you're going to be shut out. But now there's the Internet. Now you can connect to all kinds of people who have the same fetish as you or the same, you know, art inclinations.
And they pay you to make it and give it to them.
They sure will. So, I mean, if anything, if you could have argued that there was a reason for the National Endowment for the Arts in the past, you can certainly argue there's no reason for it today whatsoever. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.